Proverbs 11:9 says, "An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered." As a kid, we heard a lot of mantras, short sayings that were meant to impress the impressionable with positive truths. And some that I remember are, "Say no to drugs," the DARE program promoted by First Lady Nancy Reagan. McGruff the crime dog asked us to help take a bite out of crime. And then Smokey the Bear said, "Only you can prevent forest fires." And there are many more, but one of the most memorable in my day sticks out because it was seen on posters in classrooms and libraries, as well as during commercials as we watched our cartoons and after-school specials. There'd be public service ads with the motto that said, "Knowledge is power." And I remember as a kid hearing that, I just thought, what does that mean? Because they really didn't expound most of the time. They just repeated that mantra. But the basic idea was that by learning, you are empowered. That's simple enough, but this is one of those sayings that comes with some needed qualifications. Our text says, "Through knowledge shall the just be delivered." But we ought to be clear about the fact that the context of this statement isn't just knowledge in a generic sense, but specifically of the knowledge of God and of the Scriptures. We may not even always recognize that our knowledge is rooted in the words and principles of God's Word, but it's still a fact. The knowledge of God and of His Word are our key to deliverance in this life and in the next, of course. Now, false knowledge, and what is called fake news today, is the fall of untold numbers of people and of nations. That's why Paul warned his understudy in 1 Timothy 6:20, "O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called." Much of what is called knowledge and science today is tainted by having become political. Whether it's the global warming hoax used as an excuse to tax and spend, or the COVID vaccine scam, creating billionaires while vaccinating children with a near 100% survival rate. People think that they know something when they don't. Their knowledge is false. On the other hand, people who know that these things are scams are able to avoid being taken and can then fight to save their businesses from excessive taxation and to save their children from the adverse effects of unnecessary, unproven medical experiments with gene therapy shots. And to step back and take a more general look at my own past, when I got saved, I realized that my knowledge of TV sitcoms and sports statistics and rock music bands and music lyrics did nothing to prepare me for life. My ignorance of important knowledge meant that I spent a decade learning from the school of hard knocks. That's one reason that I know I'm more patient than I otherwise would be with the young and ignorant. And by the way, those aren't one and the same. Some of the most ignorant people I know are my age or older. But I remember that I was once as clueless and filled with useless knowledge as they are, if not more so. In addition to knowledge from the Bible, knowledge gained by wise counsel is imperative. Proverbs 19:20 says, "Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end." That would include learning history, reading biographies, and so forth. You can get it by watching documentaries or accurate movies based on true stories. But Bible knowledge and knowledge that the Bible recommends. And of course, the most important knowledge is how that Christ died for our sins, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Through knowledge shall the just be delivered. And in the knowledge of the gospel, we are delivered from the second death and unto eternal life. The knowledge of our Savior, Jesus Christ.